welcome back to the roundtable. Actor, singer, athlete, scholar, and social activist Paul Robeson was born in 1898, died at 77 years old in 1976, having been blacklisted during the second Red Scare in the 1950s, but until the end of his life, sticking to his political stances and beliefs. To celebrate Black History Month, Unison Arts in New Paltz, New York, have partnered with the Black Studies and Fine and Performing Arts departments at SUNY New Paltz to present Philip Hayes Dean's play Paul Robeson. In this production, Floyd Patterson II, the son of boxing heavyweight champion Floyd Patterson, portrays Paul Robeson and will be on stage at the McKenna Theater at SUNY New Paltz at 7:30 on February 16th. And he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Floyd, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me on, Joe.
It's a great honor and a great pleasure to speak with you, and I thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us. How did you come to a production like this, to doing something like this?
Well, what happened was I had done some acting, and I had walked into a local theater where I live in West Springfield, Mass. It was the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. I stopped in to audition for their season. And the producing director, Danny Eaton, knew how busy I was with my schedule and offered me a chance to read a certain script called Paul Robeson, written by Philip Hayes Dean. He says, why don't you just read this and see if this is something that you might want to do. And when I read it, I immediately became hooked. I mean, the man was just such an extraordinary individual who led such a wonderful, inspiring life. I had to play the part. If the opportunity was there, I was going to do it. And that's kind of when it started. That was actually back in 1998. And since then, we've brought it back, and we've done it on different venues occasionally. But for the most part, we started it all in 1998. That's when I was first introduced to Paul Robeson. And unfortunately, I, like a lot of people, hadn't heard of him. And so throughout the years, I've done some research and really learned more and more about the man. And he was just an amazing, amazing individual who had a tremendous amount of courage to endure what he endured throughout his life.
In learning more about him, I think what is fascinating, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the introduction, that there are so many facets to his life, of whether it be an actor or a singer or a social activist or a scholar or athlete, there are so many facets. And I assume that gives you a lot to work with.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. There are quite a few different dynamics come into play when you're chronicling the life of Paul Robeson. Certainly, I mean, he achieved distinction in so many different aspects of his life, being an athlete, an All-American athlete at Rutgers, and then going on to law school, Columbia Law University, and for a brief period, and then moving into acting and singing and becoming known throughout the world internationally through that, and then becoming increasingly more interested in social justice, in activism, and he wanted to play a more significant role regarding where he fit in as far as the fight for justice, and he certainly did that. He paid a severe price for that in 1949 when he went to the Paris Peace Conference and spoke out what was truly in his heart regarding African Americans going to war on behalf of America, who has had a history of oppression with people of color, but specifically African Americans. And when word got back what he had said, he paid a dear price. He was blacklisted for 8 years until 1958, and then a Supreme Court decision allowed his passport to be reinstated, and then he resumed his career. But then it was kind of the beginning of the end for him, where he retired from public life. But yeah, there's quite a few aspects to this play that presented a lot of challenges, and hopefully I meet those challenges. The audience will be the judge of that. Hopefully they come to be a part of the journey.
Do you think he ever got a sense that history would look at him the way that we do now, that we would honor him with a play and we would use it as a way to celebrate Black history?
Well, you know, it's still, there's a lot of people that still haven't heard of him. I mean, I, you know, when I tell people, hey, I'm involved in this production, Paul Robeson, who's he? you know, they say better late than never, but I don't agree with that. I mean, in 2004, they issued a stamp in his honor with his
right.
likeness on the stamp, and they reinstated him back on the All-American team at Rutgers 1917 to 1918 because they removed him for a while. Why couldn't he have enjoyed this tribute while he was alive? I mean, I think that cloud of controversy followed him and followed his legacy and even probably still does to this day, which explains why most people still don't, a lot of people have never heard of him. You know, he's most definitely should be celebrated. He was a true warrior, a man of courage. He just truly paid the biggest price that you could pay, giving his life and his ability to make a living to, you know, for the cause of justice, for humanity. And, I mean, the man it's just too bad that, you know, he left us in 1976, but all these years later, you know, and we recognize him and we start to say, hey, you know what, wasn't a bad guy, did a lot of good, let's celebrate him. It's just, you know, why couldn't this have been done while he was alive? I mean, his son, Paul Jr., certainly, I'm sure, is appreciative of the fact that, you know, America is now recognizing, you know, his achievements and all that he stood for. But again, he's most certainly should be included in any Black History Month celebration. And I have to say that I feel very, very lucky that I'm able to be in a production in which I'm able to play this man. And this show would not have been possible if actually Kitty Brown and everyone at the Unison Arts Center didn't work as hard as they did, as diligently as they did, to try to get this show over to SUNY New Paltz. So I'm very, very happy that we're able to put this on. But Paul Robeson, definitely, everyone should know about him, and I'm real happy that I can be a part of this celebration and resurrecting his life and his spirit, his whole purpose.
I know it's a play, but how much of that singing voice do you have to pull off?
Oh, here's the thing. I mean, that's probably the biggest challenge, because as you hear me talk, you know that I'm not a low basso baritone bass. I don't have that voice, and I'm not 6 foot two. I am 220, 220 pounds, which he was a big guy. But I do what I can. I'm gonna get up there, and I'm gonna do what I can to create the spirit and capture his essence, as I said, and really do what my talents will allow in trying to capture everything that he was about. But certainly the fact that he had that low voice, you know, that was his signature, the Old Man River and all the spirituals that he did. But, you know, he was a great man with a big voice.
Absolutely, a huge voice. Obviously, we, as I mentioned in the introduction, the son of boxing heavyweight champion Floyd Patterson. And, I mean, did that set your career goal at all of growing up in that, with that spotlight to the side?
No. Well, you know, he gave me his name, so obviously whenever I say who I am, I mean, you'd be surprised at some of the reactions I would get. I'll just casually ask who I am. I tell them my name, and they say, oh, gee, your family must have really loved boxing to name you after a heavyweight champion. You know, they're having no idea I'm related to him. But just coming up in that, no, I guess... When I was younger, a lot younger, in my teens, it bothered me because I felt that I had to be so much better than or be something that I wasn't. I mean, I was a normal, average human being, and I still am, and always will be. But having that spotlight, you always felt, or I felt that, you know, I had to be better. I had to live up to something, and it just truly wasn't me. But you know, it was just my teen years, and for a brief period. But you know, you come into your own, and you realize that, you know, you didn't have a choice with your name, who you're born to, and you embrace it. And I don't want to act like it was a problem. It wasn't a problem. It was just where I felt sometimes a little isolated that, you know, that in seventh and eighth grade, when the kids would look at me like, oh, you're supposed to be the son of this celebrity, or you're supposed to be, well, prove it, or who are you, or whatever. It got a little of that coming up, but, you know, it doesn't last long, and you just realize that, hey, this is just, you know, part of it. And, you know, and I'm very proud of my father's achievements, and, you know, God rest his soul. And the time that we had together, I cherish, and, you know, I have his name. So I'm not a pugilist, but I am an actor, and hopefully, you know, I can bring people into my world and show them what, you know, what I do and what I'm about.
Well, you have that opportunity on Saturday, February 16th. Paul Robeson, starring Floyd Patterson II, presented by Unison Arts and the Black Studies and Fine and Performing Arts Departments, will be on stage at the McKenna Theater at SUNY New Paltz on Saturday, February 16th at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, February 16th at 7:30 p.m. To learn more, visit unisonarts.org, unisonarts.org, or call 845-255-1559, 845-255-1559. Floyd, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.